The Masterclass Series Number 4. Light Rails, Cindy Harbor Bridge. Equipment: EA60D. EF24-70mm F2.8LUSM. EXIF. Focal length: 63mm. Aperture: F8. Shutter speed: 13 seconds. ISO: 100. Editing: Adobe Lightroom CC. The story: I was heading out to Sydney. It was my first visit to Australia. As a travel photographer, it was important to stay in a hotel that provided the ideal viewpoint for shooting the Harbour Bridge and Opera House. I began research on Google Earth for a perfect vantage even before I applied for a visa. Shangri-La and the Rocks came out tops. While booking my room, I made a specific request for a room with a view. My booking voucher was silent on my request. Another mail also got no response. Soon, it was time to travel. Upon arrival, I repeated my request at the check-in counter. The check-in lady went through my booking and earlier requests. She realized the hotel had not responded. She made up for the lapse by upgrading me to a higher floor. Light Trails Challenge. Despite having the best view, I faced two challenges. First, the hotel window pane with light glare and reflections. Second, capturing smooth light trails covering the bridge. The shot: I addressed the light glare through Jugad, makeshift innovation, by switching off the room lights, positioning the tripod so my lens hugged the window pane, and wrapping the tripod, camera and myself in the curtain. A few shots are all it took before zeroing in on the settings for smooth light trails across the bridge. I started with ISO 1600, and realized in 2-3 shots it would lead to burnouts. My shots were on a focal length of 63mm. During test shots, I narrowed the aperture from f2.8 to f8. I also figured for light trails to cover the bridge, the cars needed to cross the bridge. Given the traffic speed, the cars took about 13 seconds to give me seamless light trails. So, I took the final shot at those settings and cropped it square. The square composition allowed for a perfect diagonal that embellished the final shot. While editing, I reduced the highlights, controlled the whites, and enhanced the saturation. I also adjusted the white balance, 3300K, to account for the mixed lights, fluorescent and tungsten. Here is the result. Two things matter in addressing this challenge. First, figure out the shutter speed on which light trails will seem seamless. And second, composing the shot despite constraints. I have always found it useful to address these and get an eye-pleasing shot. Next week, be back to lick another challenge.